Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited for you to be listening today. I am going to be talking about spirit babies today. And spirit babies are a concept and theme that I've kind of been putting up on my stories a little bit lately, but I haven't really probably been properly explaining the whole concept of a spirit baby. So I'm wanting to jump on today and kind of just give you a bit of information about what a spirit baby is and how it might connect or relate to you in your life. Spirit's making me feel like there's a few people following me at the moment who are quite interested in the idea of spirit babies, whether it's because they are just wanting to know more about the concept or whether they're actually actively trying to bring a spirit baby earthside into their family. So spirit babies are essentially a type of light being of which you can connect with to support you on your own spiritual journey, but also you can connect with them obviously if you're wanting to be a mother and to bring a baby into your life. Okay, so I connect with my spirit babies in the same way that I connect with a spirit guide, a past loved one, an archangel, an ancestor of the highest good. I'm connecting with them for the same reasons, in that I am wanting to, I suppose, allow them to support me in my own journey, to receive guidance, to prepare me for what's to come in the future in terms of parenting, motherhood, and all of that. Spirit babies they have the most beautiful energy. They are so excited. They're so joyful. The love that you feel from a spirit baby in terms of their energetics is super high vibrational. So working with them is very divine. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's more this feeling of really excited about coming to earth and becoming a part of someone's family or becoming a part of our current reality. Now, you do not have to be wanting to conceive to work with your spirit babies. Okay, you can work with your spirit babies in the same way that you work with your spirit guide or anyone else on your spirit support team. So I just want to clarify that, because I think some people have been following me and probably seeing that I'm talking a lot about spirit babies and thinking, oh my gosh, maybe she's planning on having a baby sometime soon. That is not the case for me at the moment. Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that you don't have to be actively trying to have a baby to work with your spirit babies. But at the same time, if you are someone who is wanting to conceive, who is actively trying to conceive, connecting with your spirit baby's energy is seriously so, so, so important in being able to, I guess, have a successful pregnancy, in the sense that it's a soul-led, a spirit-led, an intuition-led journey. Now, in saying that though, people can still conceive and have babies without having like a spiritual connection with your spirit baby. But if you're someone who is quite a spiritual person, then I 100% strongly agree that you start working with your spirit baby's energy. Especially if maybe you're going through a phase where you're having difficulties with your conception or your fertility, working with your spirit baby can I guess, make that process a bit easier to trust, if that makes sense. So yeah, I feel like this is quite an important topic, and it feels really relevant for my collective. I've just kind of got like this little collective group over to the left-hand side of my energy field that are in this space where they're wanting to conceive and wanting to connect with spirit baby. So I'm kind of tuning into that energy group to bring through any messages that may be helpful for you at this time. So a spirit baby is essentially a soul. You were once a spirit baby. These spirit babies are connected to our energy field in the hopes to one day come earthside, if that makes sense, through us. So for example, my spirit babies are connected to me because they're wanting to come through me into earth, and they're wanting to work with me on my journey at becoming a parent, but also their own personal life journey, if that makes sense. There are many, many spirit babies out there in the universe. There is many, many spirit babies who are essentially looking for parents to come to earth. The next 12 months to 2 years, there is a huge influx of spirit babies wanting to come down to earth as part of this new ascension that's going on. And so if you're in a space where lots of people around you are having babies, falling pregnant, and pregnancies are unexpected, then this is the reason for it, is because there are so many souls ready to reincarnate and start their life journey. So I started connecting with my spirit baby quite a lot, probably in the last 12 months, but my journey with spirit baby started a lot earlier, when I, about 5 or 6 years ago, I actually fell pregnant. And I had to make the decision that I didn't want to bring that baby earthside just yet. So I've been on a very huge healing journey around mothering spirit babies, healing from everything that I had to go through in that process. So I could probably say that my journey with spirit babies started a good 5 or 6 years ago, but my most recent reconnection with the concept of spirit babies has probably been in the last 12 months. And so I am currently in a stage which I am calling preconception, but it is quite a long preconception journey that I've been on, in that I'm not actively trying to conceive. I'm not actively trying to bring my babies earthside, but I am in the process of wanting to prepare myself spiritually to eventually bring children earthside. And in doing that, I am connecting with my spirit babies so that they can kind of support me in getting to a place where I am ready to be a mother, where my physical life has got all of the things that is needed to be able to bring a baby earthside, if that makes sense. So I am currently in strong connection with two of my spirit babies, but I also have a third spirit baby who has said to me, I'm basically here if you want me, but if for some reason I decide that I don't want to bring this third baby earthside, if my partner and I at the time decide that, you know what, it's not right for us to have a third baby or whatever, then this spirit baby will most likely come through as like a grandchild or a niece or a nephew, if that makes sense. So spirit babies, they pick their parents, they pick their family members, they choose who they want to be part of their family, so that, you know, the situation is divinely orchestrated for them to achieve all the things that they need to achieve in their journey. But at the same time, there is a strong soul contract between the parents and the spirit baby, in that the spirit babies are also strongly supporting the parents on their parenting journey through motherhood and fatherhood. Hopefully that makes sense. So I am in connection with a feminine spirit baby and a masculine spirit baby. So if you want to look at that, I've got a boy and a girl, if that makes sense. I have quite a strong connection with my feminine spirit baby, who I like to call Hope. So if you have seen on my Instagram stories, I'll say my spirit baby's name is Hope, and I've shared a few signs that I've gotten from her. Quite often she will send me ladybugs, and then my spirit baby boy, he sends me frogs, which is a little bit quirky, but that's what he likes to send me. So when I was, you know, connecting with my spirit babies, or in that early stage where I'm like, I want to connect with my spirit babies and I want to start that journey, that preconception journey, which preconception can go for such a long time. Preconception can start, or can go for 5 years. It can go for 10 years. Like, it's all kind of up to you and them to kind of work with that energy in terms of the divine timing and the timelines of your life and their life in terms of becoming the parent and the baby coming earth sign. But I've kind of started it, I suppose, the last 12 months. That's kind of been a theme for me of working with my spirit babies. And then ideally, like, if I'm thinking about timelines and things, I would love to eventually in the next 2 or 3 years be in that conception stage where I'm actively trying to bring the baby earthside. But at the moment, I'm in this space where I'm not actively trying to bring a baby earthside, which I'm just working with the energy of this baby so that they can prepare me, so that they're prepared, and so the divine timing of everything just flows, and that whole process of conceiving and pregnancy hopefully will flow a little bit easier. It also helps to, like, trust the process in that your baby is coming as well. And I feel like I want to actually say that to someone. So someone listening, if you're in this space of this preconception, your baby is coming. Like, that just feels like you might be in this space where you're like, I don't know, whether you're like blaming yourself or you're sitting in this funk of maybe I'm the problem here. And I just want to clarify that, like, no mother's body or whatever your experience is with fertility as such, medically, like, it's not ever the mother's fault as to why maybe conception isn't happening, if that makes sense. Like, there's lots of reasons why babies might be delayed, or maybe babies miscarry, or, you know, maybe they decide not to come at all. There's so many different reasons that contribute to the whole process of these spirit babies coming to earthside. And so this is just like a little gentle hug, I suppose, for someone who is maybe in a challenging situation with their conception and fertility, that your baby is coming. So just be patient. And maybe this episode is for you to start connecting with that energy of your spirit baby, to kind of get back into that trust energy and that patient energy and that understanding of self energy, so that this fertility journey can become a bit easier and this conception can finally manifest. So that, I just got sidetracked a little bit there, but when I decided that, yeah, I want to connect with my spirit babies, I went through this process of sitting with their energy, of talking to them. I would ask them for signs. I'd say, can you bring me a ladybug today? And then eventually the signs just became more frequent and, I guess, more like in your face, in that there was no way that I could miss certain signs. Like when, for example, the other day when I walked out of the hairdressers and there was a car parked behind me, or like, yeah, like I walked out and I saw this car first and then my car was the next one. And the number plate said Hopi, and I was like, okay, like, that is a really clear sign that, you know, I've been calling my spirit baby Hope. And so they know that that's what I'm calling them. And so that message has come through really strongly, because I think as well, like, Hopi is not really a common number plate. So anyway, I walked out of the hairdresser and the sign was there, and it was like, here you go, here's your sign. And I'm finding that with the spirit babies, their signs are very much like you can't miss it kind of thing. It's very direct, and yep, here it is. And so it's a really beautiful feeling to kind of get that confirmation from them. Now, how did I decide to call my spirit baby Hope? Now, when my spirit baby eventually comes to Earth, or when I decide that, yeah, I'm wanting to bring this baby Earthside, just because I call her Hope now doesn't mean that her name is going to be Hope. That's kind of not how I see it, but our spirit babies can definitely send us signs in what they want to be called. But when I started connecting with my spirit baby, I said to her, can you please show me what I can call you? Show me a name. Give me a sign so that I know what I can call you. Anyway, with the next day after I'd asked her to send me her name, I just kept seeing Hope everywhere. Like, I'd walk into the post office, I'd look up, and like in massive letters, there was like Hope written on a book title. And I walk out of the shop and there's a car, and they had Hope as like, it was like the name of their business or something like that. So there was Hope written in really big letters. I like was looking at buying clothing, and like these, you know, the clothing things were called Hope. Like it was just like all of these random things were coming at me, and it was like Hope was kind of like almost like flashing. It was like right in my face, and there was no way that I could miss it because I'd seen the word Hope so many times. I reckon I probably saw it like 10 to 12 signs. 10 to 12 times where I just saw Hope, and it was like there. So it's like, okay, I'm going to call you Hope. Anyway, so then I started calling her Hope. As I kind of have given her a name and have been talking with her, the connection between myself and my spirit baby has come really strong. My connection with my spirit baby boy is not as strong yet, but probably because I haven't been working with him as much. But he's recently been kind of, what's the word? Like, not competing for attention, but he's like, I'm here, like, don't forget about me. So I'm kind of working with him a little bit more now as well. And I'm not really sure what I'm going to call him yet. I'm going to ask him what he would like me to call him. But for the meantime, his sign is frog. So every time I see a frog, or I say to him, anytime that you're wanting to connect with me, bring me a frog or show me a frog. And I did this the other night, and then the other day I was at school at work, and I was cleaning up the sand pit, and I trod on a toy in the sand pit, and I was like, what's that? And you know, I picked it up out of the sand and brushed it off, and it was like this little toy frog that I hadn't seen before. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. So it's like these signs, they don't have to be like, I don't want to use the word realistic because that's not really the right word, but like it doesn't have, if you ask for a frog, don't expect like a million live frogs to start, you know, showing up at your doorstep. Like there can be stickers of frogs, they can be tattoos of frogs, someone could hand you a Freddo frog. Like it's the signs from not only our spirit babies, but our whole spirit team. They don't have to be the literal thing. Like spirit get very creative with how they want to deliver their signs to us. Anyway, so I'm on this process of connecting with my spirit baby. And if you are in a process where you are wanting to conceive, where you're thinking about, you know, becoming a mother, then I strongly, strongly suggest you start connecting in with your spirit baby and their energy. And one thing that they're saying to me now is that, so conceiving a child is not something you can do alone. Okay, so your energy might be right, for your spirit baby, but if your partner's energy is not right for your spirit baby, then you can have difficulty conceiving. So they're just saying, if you are on this spiritual path and you are wanting to connect with your spirit baby, I suggest or I encourage you have a conversation with your partner about wanting to connect with the energy of your spirit baby. Because it can come down to, say your partner is not ready for a baby, but you are so desperately wanting to have a baby, your partner's energy can be blocking conception. Okay, so now they're just saying as well, don't read into this in that, oh gosh, maybe I'm with the wrong partner. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that if for some reason your partner believes that they're not worthy of a child, or they're not ready for a child, or they feel inadequate to be able to take care of a child, okay, there's, if their energy is not aligned with your energies and desires to bring this baby earthside, then that can create some challenges, okay? So have a think about how you and your partner together can connect with your spirit baby to make this process easier for you, okay? And I know that the journey of conceiving a child is not easy. It is by any means. I mean, some people, they seem to go through the process and have a really easy breezy time. Other people's don't. There are so many different reasons that contribute to that. But just connecting with your spirit baby, talking to your spirit baby, telling them that you're excited to meet them, that you're waiting patiently for when the time is right for them to come, that you will be ready for them, can just shift the energy, in leaps and bounds to manifest this baby to come earthside for you, okay? So just trust that everything is falling into place at the right time, because this is the other thing that they're saying to me now, is that spirit babies, they pick when they want to come. You know, they come when they want to come. So sometimes you might not be ready, but they're ready, and you know, things just happen quickly. Okay, so just be mindful that you are not the only one that is contributing to the process of conceiving this child. Okay, so that's a message for someone specific, I feel. The other day, I ordered the most beautiful spirit baby oracle cards, and they are created by Seasons of Mama and Divine Light and Balance. And Divine Light and Balance is the name of Kylie Stewart's business. She's a spirit baby medium. She's amazing. Definitely recommend that if you're in a process of wanting to connect with your spirit baby, you look up Kylie Stewart on Instagram, because she's got some amazing content. She works with lots of different people and their spirit babies. But I got these really beautiful spirit baby oracle cards, and I thought, you know, I need to have these. Even though I'm not actively trying to conceive, I just felt I need the energy of these cards. And they sent me the oracle cards with a little, what's it called, with a little message. And the message read, love, light, and hope coming your way. And I put it on my story the other day, because I was like, this is what I mean about signs. Like, I call my spirit baby Hope. I've just ordered some spirit baby oracle cards, and the message has the word hope in it. It's things like that. The synchronicities are just, you can't miss them. When it comes to a spirit baby, they are so adamant about coming through to their parents, and to making sure that they know that you know that they are around you. Okay, so don't feel like they're not there, because they well and truly are. And one thing I wanted to actually add to this is that you can call in a spirit baby. So if for some reason you feel like you don't have any spirit babies around you, you can call one in. So you can speak to your spirit guides, speak to your spirit team and say, I want to have a baby, bring me a spirit baby. But I think you'll find, if you're listening to this podcast, this episode in specific, you will have a spirit baby around you, because there will be a reason as to why you're listening to this episode. So, I feel like that 26 minutes has gone really, really quick. So, I was talking about the Spirit Baby Oracle cards. I've got them here with me, and I thought I'll draw a card. Each card has got a little positive affirmation on it for you to feel into, okay? And the Spirit Baby Oracle cards are split into two sections. One section is for if you're calling in your Spirit Baby, so you're in the process of that pre-conception stage. The other half of the Oracle cards and the affirmations are for when you fall pregnant and your baby is growing in your womb, okay? So the first one that I'm going to pull is for those of you who are wanting to call in a Spirit Baby. You're wanting to call in your Spirit Baby. You're in your preconception stage, okay? So that'll be the first message. And the message is, I send love and light to my Spirit Baby, knowing our bond continues to grow stronger every day. And I love that because we've talked a lot in this episode about, you know, start connecting with your Spirit Baby, start creating that bond and that relationship so that you can really trust this whole process in bringing your baby earthside. Now, the next one is for those of you who your baby is landing in your womb, and it says, I have glorious life force underneath my skin. How could I ever say anything negatively about my body ever again? That's a beautiful one because, you know, when you go through pregnancy, your body's changing and you're feeling all kinds of different things. And this is a good reminder that the process you're going through in bringing this baby earthside is super magical, so divine. You are a literal portal between, you know, the spiritual realm and the physical realm. What you're doing is amazing. And it's a really exciting time. So make sure you just love on yourself and love on your body and tell yourself that you're beautiful because what you're doing is truly incredible. Okay, that was a huge episode. I actually feel puffed. I hope you enjoyed this little conversation about Spirit Babies. I think I will probably talk a bit more about Spirit Babies as time goes on, I am sure. So yeah, let me know if you enjoyed this episode because it's a little bit different to what I normally talk about, but I feel that there are some people listening that are really going to benefit from this episode, and that's what I'm here to do, shed a little light on the things that you might have on your mind. So have a beautiful day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye!